Ashley Furniture is trying to get state and federal permission to fill a little more than 14.5 acres of Trempealeau River wetlands to add square footage and jobs to its facility. In a press release, the company says it proposes to mitigate the environmental impact by restoring 35 acres of former wetlands in the area. Last week, Ashley officials met with leaders of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association and showed them their plans. Executive Director Becky Abel says she wants assurances from Ashley that, if it happened, that this would be the last expansion on this particular site.
They filled 19 acres there back in the 90s. Now they're filling again. The wetland is getting further and further degraded with each fill. So one thing that we would certainly be asking for is that they put a conservation easement on those remaining wetlands to ensure that this really is the end.
Abel says she's been having trouble getting Ashley to commit to those easements. The Wetlands Association is also asking the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Natural Resources if there are alternatives to building there. If all this sounds familiar, it should. Ashley tried for years to fill 13 acres near the river. That effort ended when then-Governor Scott McCallum vetoed a bill which would have exempted Ashley from Wisconsin wetlands regulations. Ashley employs 3,500 people in western Wisconsin with factories in Arcadia, Whitehall, and Independence. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.